Proclamation number 3699, dated the February 27th, 1946. Belief in the immortality of the soul. Truth. The death of the body is not the end of the soul. People fail to realize and believe this and therefore do not evaluate earthly life in accordance with my will. They more or less only care for the needs of their body but not for their soul. They behave irresponsibly towards their soul because they are not certain of its existence and of its immortality. For that reason they have to be taught about the immortality of soul first if your efforts to modify the way of life should be successful. But a belief in this also requires their own reflection, which requires their own will and which cannot be compelled. The immortality of soul makes the meaning and purpose of earthly life understandable, and only then is it possible for the human being to change himself, to regard the life of the soul more important than the life of the body. Humanity is confronted by two major dangers: disbelief in the soul and its immortality, and misguided teachings. The latter are a hindrance to spiritual ascent even to those who believe in the immortality of soul, because they portray a wrong image of the eternal deity and because people usually neglect to implement one thing: to establish a sincere relationship with me either mentally or by means of the right kind of prayer. Only this will guarantee their spiritual ascent, because then I will be able to become effective myself. Thus my servant's most important work on earth relates to the eradication of misguided teachings and the awakening of faith in a continuation of life after death. And people will have to listen to my servants if they want to be successful during the brief time on earth which remains to them before the end. They will only be able to obtain completely truthful explanations where such are sent down from heaven. They can only be taught about the soul's life after death and the teaching of Christ by myself either directly or indirectly, but then their faith can become a convinced one that will stand firm against all contentions, which ensures spiritual ascent and brings the soul everlasting life and blissful happiness. Otherwise the fate of the soul is unhappiness, because it will never cease to exist and yet it is in a state in eternity which it has voluntarily created for itself due to its disbelief and an earthly life in opposition to my will. Anyone who firmly believes in the immortality of the soul will start the work of improving his soul much sooner. But the person who believes that his life will end with the death of his body remains indifferent and lethargic or totally incapable and unwilling. You, my servants, cannot describe to them the soul's continuation of life seriously enough, even though you cannot prove it to them. Yet with serious thought the human being can come to the inner conviction that you spoke the truth, because I myself will help them to recognize the truth providing they genuinely want it and do not refuse to listen to you. Earthly life takes on an entirely different meaning for the believer. He no longer perceives it as an end in itself but only as a means to an end, and reproaches his own way of life which he subsequently tries to improve, depending on his strength of will. And as soon as he is presented with a pure truth his faith will be strengthened, while misguided teachings will only destroy him and let him relapse into darkness. Thus the truth must be spread to bring life to the souls, because misconceptions and lies are the soul's death in the spiritual kingdom but not its passing away. It merely means complete weakness and is therefore a state of severe distress which I would like to avert from the soul by sending my messengers to bring help before it is too late. Amen.